Well, hello. You probably see by the dates on these recordings, I've been a busy little girl today. And I've got the time and the inclination, so I had some notes on expansion, so I thought I would do maybe an informative chat on expanding rather than shrinking, which is, in most things, a very positive thing. So, just the preliminary relaxation, just for you to snuggle in bed. That's the whole object of night soothing, but of course you can listen to this twaddle anytime you wish. Hopefully it's helpful. And also, I did want to say that I probably, most podcasts or recordings have a lot of blurb at the beginning of them. I don't want to do that. The less information, the better. But please, if you want to make any comments or get in touch with us, you most certainly can, just with comments and asking maybe for a specific recording that would help your state of mind at Calming Mind Therapy. So yeah, let's get cracking then. So as you're lying there, sinking into the calm space of your quiet mind, all tension dropping away, arms, legs, torso, head and neck, just free of resistance now, restful and sinking into wherever you're lying or sitting. And we're going to engage and have flow coming from all your energy centers up and down your spine. This will just happen as you relax. As you relax the energy centers along the torso, obviously start to expand and let go, especially as you observe yourself light, free and calm, as you sink deeper and deeper into a relaxed state. All your bodily functions slow down to regulate and balance, and those energy centers, the wheels of energy, actually there's one at the lower end of the spine, one just above or just below the belly button, another one above the belly button, one next to or up the spine to the heart, at the throat, between the eyes, and at the top of the head. So all those wheels of energy just spinning away, pulsating, taking in and pushing out. So as you begin to release pent-up tensions and the things that are held in each of those specific centers, as I guide you through them, just let them release as bubbles or essence, gases, effervescence, anything that you relate to an easy release. And on this relaxation, I won't go into the colours and the vibrations of those energy centres, because the last recording I did what I call my colour induction and rather liked it. So for a change. So just let go, lift and release any density and weights of stress and memory. Just let it go now. And I'm sure you're very comfortable, eyes are closed. This is all very ancient, the method of going within and breathing out tension and stress, breathing in beautiful energy from around you, and always, hopefully in your home or in your bed, this is good energy. It only gets stagnant and gets bad when you go through those things of living in negative things. So have a really good, happy try at making your surroundings, at least in your little corner, very comforting and special. And create that beautiful energy and burn some sage or have nice fragrances there so that you can slip deeper and deeper, relaxed, focusing on my voice to carry you to that peaceful and calm place. And as usual, most background noises won't distract you. You'll just drop deeper and deeper. Face and jaw, feel them relaxed because your face and jaw and head and torso in your neck hold a lot of stress. Just let it become slack and loose, shoulders soft and pliable. Quiet now, arms relaxed, spine surrendering, stomach and abdomen just lazy now. Letting go of any residual tension, that's good. And see above you or feel above you a beautiful light, a healing light of energy that will surround and protect you. A light that's connected to all around and in you. Choose whatever you wish to make that cocoon. A cocoon, a protection that can extend beyond your body. You can extend it around your vehicle. Extend a cocoon of protection, light, flames, whatever you feel, around your loved ones. Just an energy shield of protection. So before we completely go into the deep relaxation, we're going to just ask the unconscious to please help us have peace, to help us understand and process thoughts and feelings, to help us with this tonight and explain why it's important for us to work on these problems that you understand. And as you drift off loosely thinking of the things in very loose terms, and then it's okay to go back if necessary to reevaluate naturally as you sleep, you know that you will be safe in calm. Conversation with the subconscious focuses on peace. And know that the child inside you needs a stern but tender tone to release easily what has bothered you. And as you drift to sleep, know sleep is an opportunity. Lull and sway into that comfortable sleep. And in that preparatory phrase, your mind and body is your best friend because it has all the knowledge and wisdom to guide you. And it cares very much. You will notice, extend, visualize, remember childlike needs and expressions, fast, then forgotten, rest that brain so it gets a chance to learn and change flow. Don't hold. Your nervous system is wired in from your own experiences of the world. So, rework those experiences at your own pace. And as you relax now, just to drift down a little deeper, take a breath if you're conscious of it. But knowing as we breathe in and out, breath is bringing in valuable stuff for our body and washing away distracting thoughts and tensions and toxins. So just settle carefully down into the bed, carefully now, comfortably, and just imagine the space around you, maybe above your head, an explosion of riotous color, sparks and sprinkles of the brightest colors that you would like, tinged with silver and gold, and they explode into the air. The confetti fallout of colour sprinkles around your head and neck. Gently, the sparkles touch your eyelids and brush your forehead and your brows, caressing you into deeper and deeper relaxation. Just let go now. Let go and float. And as a gentle breeze swirls, the colour that you've chosen with the gold and the silver sparkles just descend slowly around you and visualize over your chest area an even greater explosion of another brilliant color, and the cascading dust flutters down over your chest, shoulders and arms, as it gently touches your skin, you become less and less aware of any sensations in your upper body, just letting go now. Stresses slowly exiting. As you rest and relax, you release stress that has and needs no power over you. Eliminate. As you allow my voice to flow freely into your mind, imagine above the abdomen and legs now an eruption of incredible colours. Sequins of any colour you wish. They will settle on your body, relax and soothe away any tension. You're feeling so good now, light, warm, safe, more and more relaxed, weightless. And now the finale, an explosion of colour, explodes above you, raining rainbow colours all over you. And as the remaining residue of colours are suspended in the air above you, they mingle into an iridescent cloud of perfect peace and tranquility. You're totally at peace now, your conscious mind calm and ready to suggest any suggestions I give you, knowing you will always, after these chats, feel better than you felt for a long, long time, totally free. Your subconscious is ready and waiting, knowing you have the willpower to change your life every day, in every way, every nerve and fibre of your being ready and willing to change your life for the better. And as you lie there, just let anything left, any stresses, roll over and away from you. As a wave, up and down, up and down, up and down, rippling maybe from the head down to your feet. Or just let the wave start from your personal point of discomfort or pain. Ride it out, let it ebb and flow. Intensity will always ease if you let it flow or fade away. This wave, as it releases, builds again, undulating up and down. Just visualize that wave up and down over your body, up and down, over the top, sinking to the base of your spine, over the top, sinking to the base of your body, flowing as that wave up and down. Up and down, moving in the direction of flow. Let it all unease and release. Flow away, and it will, if you give it the time and the freedom. So, let's just talk about expansion, the art of expansion for a little while. As we breathe in oxygen, we expand our lungs, everything expanding, growing and growing. Just filling you with oxygen and goodness. And there is a point where there is a sweet spot of just power and strength, open, expanded. You feel bigger, empowered. And then, as the breath is released, we let go. Hopefully with a long, slow exhale, squeezing air out, shrinking and pulling in everything in our body. And as you shrink and pull in, and then all negativity, bad feelings, anger, animosity, all things stressful, just let them go. Sometimes if you're just indoors on your own, you can breathe in, expand, 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 And then let it all go on a blast of swearing, if you choose, a blast of doubts coming out, ejecting like a firework display. Anything, expel it into the universe so that you expand with power and goodness. And then feeling, standing, sitting, the place of your power. Anything that's expanded looks and feels better as you shrink and bend over, and your body and your muscles shrinks by fear or just not using it. Anything that shrinks and doesn't have any lubrication, it doesn't help, it doesn't have any stretch, any elasticity, it doesn't have oxygen, it has nothing, it's just shrunken. So just expand everything. Expand into the universe. Anything we breathe in is utilized in our body and given back out, re-energized in the universe, fresh and pure. Well, hopefully fresh, coming back at us. This expansion theory will benefit because it creates a shift in us. Everybody must realize and know that breathing is talked about a lot now. Calming breath or different types of breathing that tends to go over our heads. So we ignore the advice that breathing is so automatic. We just let it happen. But it's time now to realize how important when we breathe it is. Food and liquids sustain us, but without the breath, that big, deep, expanding breath, we can neither eat or drink because we're dead. It may take a while, but to become aware of expansion and contraction of air and our space, that when you contract and shrink, just expand again, get bigger, more alive, grow, the benefits will be so worth it. And at any time in your day, especially if you're feeling a little down, take an expanding breath. Have that correct posture. Up, straight, shoulders back, head up, neck straight and not slumped. Expand as air comes in, larger, stronger, oxygen filling your lungs, your abdomen, filled to capacity. And when you feel you can't expand anymore, out it goes, slowly, smoothly, shrinking, deflating, stale air and stale stuff, expelled back out into the universe. To normal. Normal is good. Expanding is good. To shrink or minimize yourself, low oxygen and stature with a starved brain, stress can induce panic attacks, shallow breathing, labored. You cower and shrink and feel like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. No. Your amazing body will keep breathing. But to alleviate panic, you breathe. You survive. When it's seemingly incapable of a breath going past your neck, your body just craves to be calm and full of oxygen. So take that breath, expand yourself, enrich and fill every nook and cranny down to your belly. Restoring, replenishing, banishing fear. Anytime memory triggers, hearing negativity, mean people make you feel ill or stressed, take that empowering breath. Nobody needs to see or hear it, just breathe. Expand to grow and process. The brain is unable to think or choose safely or clearly when it is not fed oxygen and blood. So be aware of being expanded, larger, growing, looking confident in all things. That can only be done by expanding your space, space you deserve, your right, not to be small, minimal, insignificant, taking up no space, of no consequence. Become empowered, feel better, let go of all the stuff. All the strings of the webs of despair, and know that how you breathe is the decider of how you live. Live minimalized or expanded, and know the more attention you give, the more it expands. So with that wealth of information there in that one sentence, in your quiet mind, know that anything, just anything you give your focused attention to, it expands. So give your focused attention to good things, rewards for you, enjoying your bliss, not negativity. The bad things don't need your attention. Skim over them. So the things you give your attention to are good and expand and attract more of the same. And just on the end of this, I heard something today that about relationships, which is probably the nitty-gritty of how we feel every day. And it was just putting relationships in cubicles, I suppose, that when our body is in search of a relationship, the body that is, it's sexual, it's sexuality. When our mind goes in search of a relationship with somebody, we want and need companionship. If our emotions go off in search of relationships with people, we call it love, but it's emotion. Emotions are unsteady. So that type of search for love can be a roller coaster. And if your energy goes in search of a relationship, it can be thought of or called spirituality. So, with that in mind, think about the relationships that you are looking for or having with others or animals or just your space. Think about what you're looking for, and that in general, the health of our relationships donates or designates the health of our environment. So, with my last words this evening or tonight, sleep well, wake refreshed, wake revitalized, feeling better than you felt for a long, long time, knowing you can come back to these words, the chatter, the voice, the company, whenever you need it. So, good night.